Welcome to Intrepid Heroes, the actual play podcast of the Devastation Arc Adventure Path from Paizo. I'm Ron, your GM.
And I'm Scott. I'm playing Raz, the Skittermander Envoy.
I'm Stephanie. I am playing Kaholo. She is a Karasha Lashunta Solarian.
I'm John. I'm playing Leroy, a Dragonkin Vanguard.
Hi, I'm Rob. I'm playing Zero, a Halfling Operative.
Hi, I'm Mark. I'm playing Dr. Ammon26, a android biohacker.
Hi, I'm Eleanor, and I am playing Simon, a probably human mystic.
And now, on with the episode. When last we left, you guys have been looking for the keys that will let you call the AI core back to reality and reboot the evil AI intelligence inside of it. Well, you've got two of the four keys. That's enough to actually try to bypass some programming. You could magic up a third one if you really wanted. But you think you've got enough to call the core back, and you know you've got enough to reboot the AI. But you've been told that the corrupted AI is not going to make it easy for you when you do.
Mm-hmm. Well, in that case, Raz does check up on his fellow adventurers and says, Kaholo, you were hurt pretty bad. Have you rested enough to get some of your oomph back?
I have.
Okay.
Well, Kaholo and I actually didn't rest.
Oh, that's right, because you spent 10 minutes looking at your thing. Yep.
Oh, yeah, yep. So we should maybe...
I suggest 10 minutes, and during that time,
maybe Dr. Ammon and who else does computers?
Zero.
Zero. Yeah, maybe you could look this over and see if with the two keys we have a chance.
Yeah, how about we do that, Doctor?
That is, all right. That is back out in the computer room that is to the east of where you currently are.
Don't activate it, though.
No, we're just going to look into it.
Don't touch that dial.
Oh, no.
All right, Zero. We're alone.
Whatever you do.
Let's go.
Banzai!
Touch the red button.
Raz, trusting them fully, is going to kind of peer around the corner.
Okay, well, you're taking your time looking this over.
Mm-hmm.
If you've got two of the superposition keys...
Yeah.
And you're still missing two, you're going to have to hack the computer.
Right.
Let me check the... Yeah, you look it over and you realize a couple of things. First of all, the hack is not impossible. It's within your ability to do it. I'll even tell you, DC 37 it's going to be to hack it with only two keys.
Okay.
But you also know... that it's got a variant of a shock grid defense that will give some technomagical backlash if you fail the computer's check, which could... Oh, it could hurt. You know how it would hurt, because you've seen that civs do this. It will shunt chunks of you away into rel space with the effect of disintegrate if you fail the computer's check.
Is there anything about this in the manual?
No, the manual is so boring.
Don't have any little yellow booties or anything like that that we wear going to
check on the index to see if there's something, if one of the keys got destroyed.
There is a lengthy index. The whole index is more longer and more boring than most technical manuals.
They go down to like six.
I studied law, Ron.
Oh, never mind.
Do this.
Then you're fine. I will actually. I'll tell you a little something about this book. You may have seen that there are a couple of ways throughout this level where if you happen to do or look at just the right thing for a 20th level. You take your 20th level class feature and you get some better or newer or duplicate use out of it. You found a couple of these.
Yeah.
This book, which details some unusual vectors, which you might use as attack vectors, is useful for soldiers. A soldier who has the kill shot class feature gets better with it.
I've never heard of one of those.
I don't know. Soldier at 20th level. It's not one in your group.
All right. Anyway. This this rel space grid thing, is that like a area of damage?
Let's see. No, it's going to be an attack against the person who fails the computer's check.
Okay.
Even if performed at a distance. Yeah, it's an attack that they make the fortitude save and will take a whole bunch of damage. Or if they make the fortitude save, not very much, only 4d20.
Oh, not so bad. Yeah.
Or if they succeed.
Then you don't take any damage.
After a computer check, which they promised they would.
You all want to head over there and give it a go then?
Well, you were supposed to be resting, some of you.
They come out well rested after you've looked at that the computer.
Moderately short rested.
That's right. Medium sized rest.
Modestly short rest.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Well, it looks like it'll only hurt the one that messes it up. So let's hang out here and get ready.
But that's my buddy.
Well, you know.
Alrighty. Well, who's going to be the main check and who's going to be the one to aid? I'll move Kaholo over.
Well, how do you feel about it, Dr. Emmerich?
Thanks. Sorry, I couldn't grab her.
You want to go out in a blaze of glory or shall I?
I think you're slightly better at it than I am. I would be happy to do it, though.
I'll go for it and you help.
Okay.
You either have an ability to sort of stop something from happening once or twice, like a little computer icon thing. There's things that give you rerolls.
I thought I had something like that.
Yeah, I thought somebody did. Everyone search through their bags.
Search through their bags. That's right.
Apparently, you're taking at least 10 more minutes then.
And that's the timer. We're done. You may not need it. Maybe go ahead and try it and then see.
Mark 3 computer idle.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
That gives you like 3.
Just put your little anime doohickey on the
before you start typing.
Yep.
All right, well, if that's the case, why don't I try it then?
All right, go for it. I'll
okay.
Help.
You want to assist me?
Yes, I will assist.
Okay.
You can do it. You can do it.
Except I'm missing my computer sheet.
Does he even need to roll, or is he?
I could take 10, but yeah.
Oh, that gives you plus 2.
Okay, yeah.
Plus 2 to a 43 would be 45.
Is just fine.
Okay.
You're able to bypass it, and with a hum, you know that the AI core has returned to this plane and is accessible through the doors. The blast of lightning energy around them starts to dissipate and the doors can be opened normally.
Yeah.
Okay, there it is.
The door.
Alrighty. Leroy
knock, knock, knock.
Leroy's right there. Throws the door open and inside the central core. The smooth walls of this enormous rounded chamber are lined with hollow screens, displaying dizzying amounts of data. Several silhouettes of Arc Prime, the big ship, are tagged with readouts. Gauges show power flowing from the Starstone into the vessel. 6 large pillars ring the room. Each seems simultaneously smooth and mangled, as though being warped into impossible shapes. The room's only entrance that you just came through is an immense double door showing a solid circle inside an archway. Directly across from the room is a large computer console, which can't quite get to it because in the center of the chamber, a sieve radiating authority emits a rasping grunt of frustration. I don't see how I could have made this any more obvious. The Civ Dominion will rise again, and no feeble coalition of mismatched rabble like your Pact Worlds can prevent it. You've seen how easily we've conquered your mightiest space station. You've seen the creatures that we can bend to our will. You've made a grave mistake by interrupting me, but take consolation that it will be your last. And the evil AI
Yikes.
Attacks.
Ah.
And there are also two other, as I'm helping them out, there's two more of the Civ War Masters that, like mm-hmm. the ones that you just fought. And near one of the pillars, it looks like a holographic image of another Civ.
Weird.
Curious.
Whoa.
And man, this is one long room. Ooh, it's huge. Anyway, let me get the initiative tracker business up. And everybody roll for your initiatives.
Okay.
I rolled as best as I could.
You did, and I still rolled better.
just
make me feel bad, why don't
just
you?
Just rub it in with some lemon.
Doesn't matter. You still get to go first, Leroy.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah. Alrighty.
Well, that was not so good.
Simon's going last.
Simon's chill about this whole thing. He
just
doesn't mind me.
Get the urgency up, apparently.
Doesn't mind being called a mismatched band of whatever's.
Mismatched rabble.
Rabble.
Why are you upset about that? It's clearly the truth.
Yeah, well, no kidding. Kind of on the nose, buddy.
As we move into the room, we should go rabble, 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 rabble,
rabble, rabble. Rabble.
Okay. Alrighty.
Just shut the door and wait till my turn so I can cast haste again.
That isn't a terrible idea, actually.
Alrighty, now let me sort them. Oh, two of my foes are at near the back. My evil AI goes pretty fast, though. Okay.
Yeah, it does.
Zero is first to respond. There's a bunch of enemies, including an evil AI. The computer that the evil AI is standing in front of is where you need to put in the reboot code, but he doesn't seem...
Sorry, I would like to go before.
Yes,
I would like to go before, if you could.
Please do, Leroy. Eh?
Because this is world-saving stuff.
Yes.
I'm going to go ahead and slap my haste circuit.
Alrighty.
And
I'm getting in your way a little bit because this is the image of the fight they give me in the book.
Oh, very nice.
That's pretty cool.
You'll have to move it so I can move, though.
I'll get it out of your way. Okay.
All right. Well, you know, we haven't had to do this yet, but this is the big one. So here we go. Leroy!
Leroy, we have a plan. What are you doing?
Wait, I don't want to finish this now. I think that resulted in the TPK, didn't it?
Yeah, that one. Oh. Classically, that's what happened.
Whew. All right. 26 and 35.
Let's see. 26 definitely misses. 35. EAC or KAC? EAC?
EAC. All my decks are EAC.
Oh, okay. Then you...
We'll do acid.
Just barely hit.
I don't think you should do acid in the middle of battle.
No,
well, you know, kind of helps
soothe my mood
here.
Oh, that's neat. Okay. Man, you thought these other guys could do stuff with rel space. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to take 65 acid damage. That's what I'm going to do.
Yeah. Yeah, you are.
Easy as that.
Then. And then give it back next round.
And you're kind of right here. Okay, Zero.
Okay, well, what can I say? It's my idiom. I'm just going to zap him with a laser on this round. Oh, too many Civ. Not enough time. I'll stay there.
I threaten everything in this room.
So. Including me. Sheesh.
Even this hologram thing over here. Oh, wait. Sorry. Small gravity wasn't at the start of each round. Each not so. Oh, never mind. Never mind. As you were.
I don't threaten this guy. The guy in the right, I don't. Wait, no, I do. Yeah, I got 30 foot.
31 to hit the AI.
31 does not hit the AI.
32, you get a plus one for me.
Hey!
32 does not hit the AI.
Versus a flat-footed? 32
versus flat-footed does not hit the AI.
Oh. Just AI keep increasing the number.
Yeah.
Yes.
No. Retroactively, Raz says get him.
No. Well, we already know who to get.
That would have done it, though.
Ready. Let me. I'm gonna think of what I'm gonna, how my third person I'm gonna use on this. Okay, the evil AI is gonna go.
Mm-hmm.
And why don't I? Okay, let's see. As a move action.
We're all waiting with bated breath.
I know. Yes, alrighty.
Waiting for this move is, action.
Oh, creature within 100 feet. Alrighty.
That's long, me.
It's a long way.
But it's also... What? It's also... Is it Raz? Yes, it is Raz. Okay.
But I only have two arms.
I'm going to shuffle three creatures around. Like, push you around through Rel State. I'm going to try at least. I'm going to try Leroy, Zero, and Raz.
This is one heck of a shell game.
It is totally such a shell game. Everybody, each of those three, make me a fortitude save to avoid being shuffled around through rel space.
All right, checking something.
All right.
Wow. Okay.
31 from Leroy. That's
good.
Yeah. Well, it's probably his thing.
Average for me.
Yeah, and that's probably average for me.
So 24 from Raz and 18 from Zero.
I think I threw a 6. Just checking to see if I can add to that. Give me a second. Give me a second. Give me a second. I have one thing I can add to, and I don't know if it's that. No, that's my will save I can do that with.
Alrighty. So I'm going to put Zero. Zero, you reappear right there. And Raz reappears right here. And Leroy, 1, 2, 1, 2. You make your save, but you still find yourself sort of stuttered and scooted over just that much. Just one space to one side.
Bummer.
He's giving himself cover.
What type of effect was that?
It is a teleportation effect.
Right. So it's not a spell?
No, it's actually an extraordinary ability, if you can believe that.
So it doesn't provoke, though.
Correct. Yes. We've got a couple things that do provoke, but it says.
Yes.
And then why don't I... Well, that's not going to help. And this is arranged... Wait, I'm sorry. I think moving you around like that is a standard. It is a standard action. Okay, that was my thing. I can move, and if I spend a point, I can move through rel space. You know what? I'm okay right here. The evil AI is going to take just a step back.
Oh, you took a step away from me?
I did. Does that do a thing?
Well, I have this thing called Step Up and Strike.
Well.
Let me see what that does, because I haven't had a chance to use it hardly at all this entire game.
I mean, it's kind of in the name, I think.
I know. I need to.
Yeah, you get to step up and hit him. That's what you get to do.
To fall an adjacent foe, you can move up to him. You can either make an attack of opportunity against the foe or wait to see if provoke. So. I will go ahead and take a step,
right.
And Is he going to do anything else?
No, I'm done. I've done a standard action. That was my move.
All right. I will take an attack of opportunity on him. 35.
Hits. Yes. 65. All right. Again with the 65. You're consistent, at least. All right.
Yes.
He doesn't seem particularly bothered by this damage. Dr. Ammon.
Okay. Well, that's a long ways away, so I think he is going to activate his haste circuit. 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, 45, 50, 55. Probably about there. As far as he can move. And let's attack that sieve over there.
Which this one here?
Yes, that one.
Okay.
And let's do the encumbered entangled one.
Got to hit me first.
I do. Rez hasn't gone yet, right? No, get him. No super get him.
You're correct.
Okay. Well, will a 43 hit him?
Sure will.
Okay.
Now let's see what the 36 is my AC. So I'm encumbered, I believe.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Let me just confirm that, but I'm pretty sure that, yeah, that's the, there it is. Yeah. Yes, he made the save, so he's encumbered. And he'll be taking bleed damage.
Ah, okay. Noted. Raz.
Well, Raz, looking around, I don't think Holo can get down to there, so I'm not going to use a move action to give you the extra flanking just yet. I don't think you can hit that one.
If you did that, I could clear line of sight.
Hang on, I don't think I have Simon in here. What was Simon's initiative?
Terrible. For some reason it didn't go into that.
I see. I can add you.
Yeah, weird.
Yeah, Simon's is, well, I guess haste is off the board.
What?
I told you, just shut the door. And
well, I think that they may have actually moved us in different spaces, so we couldn't get it, too. They kind of bopped us around. Mm-hmm. So in that case, is that, we already know about these creatures. So I'm not going to do anything on that.
You don't know about the hologram one.
True.
True.
What kind of a ID would that take?
Hmm. Engineering, probably.
Oh. Well, then. We'll ignore that.
Okay.
We'll ignore that. Okay, so I'm going to get him. Which means everybody within 120 feet is +2 to attack, +2 to damage.
That's nice. A long way.
Lay super get him. And I'll just try and hit the one that the doctor shot at.
Sounds good.
Because I have a little bit of a problem doing anything else. So let's go with... I can't remember. Does laser do anything to these guys? That's fine. I'll do Sonic. He's close enough. +2. 37?
37 yes. Absolutely hits.
Okay, so he can take 17 points, yay, of sonic damage.
Mm-hmm.
I take all 17 of that sonic damage.
And everybody's get-emed. I do have a move action. I guess I'll use the move action to just in case somebody can get next, or Leroy can get next to, within reach of, let's say, this one in front of me.
Oh, is that what you want?
No. Well, just, I don't think Kaholo can get down to the bottom one, so she'll probably be attacking that one.
Yeah, I was just looking at that. I have a haste circuit, so I can go 10, but I think that's still too far away.
It's a long way.
Yeah, you're about 100 away from the other one, or at least 90.
Yeah, you are 80 away from being able to attack the one that everybody else is ganging up on, and from the Oh, I can't even. My screen's not even that small.
Yeah, I looked at it. That's why I'm. I know you can't. I'm pretty sure you can't get there.
But you're 100 feet.
100 feet.
Yeah. And you can
well,
go.
Well, my movement's 50 with the haste circuit. Can't I go 100?
No, haste circuit won't add more than 30.
Oh, that's right. It only gets so 80 is exactly right.
Yeah,
unless you have a light beam thing that lets you do that or something, didn't you? At one point,
I do, but I have to wait until I've been. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So you're fully attuned. You can actually get to either any of the ones in the front, but not the the evil AI all the way in the back.
Gotcha.
So this one, just in case, is move action to make it flanked if two of you are.
Which one?
The one over here by me.
And I happen to be threatening it now. So
whoa! Why did you just move? Leroy?
Because I can take a reaction because I hit him.
He gave me a reaction.
Yep.
Oh.
So hang if on, anybody wants to take a guarded step.
Can you take a guarded step 10 feet?
I took it 5.
You were here. So
you're right.
Yeah, take your 5 from there if you want.
Only 5. Okay.
Yep. This is, it'll become more important than you think in a second.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I thought, though, from here. Nope, so he's just outside of range.
5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 35.
Well, that's what I'm getting from the
thing. Oh, I see what you mean. I see what you mean.
Anyhow, that's my turn.
35. Okay. Kaholo, it's you.
All right. I'm going to kick in that hay circuit. The door is still open, right?
Sure is.
Yep.
Zero, are you moving or are you staying where you're at?
I'm going to stay where I'm at least not taking the free guarded step.
Okay.
And we've determined that I can
learn about the inside stuff.
Do that.
Actually, my step's this way. Yep, right there. Yeah, so you got a plus 2 for me to attack and damage.
Yeah, and how many attacks you want to make?
I'll go ahead and try the 3.
Ping, ping, ping.
All right, that is a hit. 30. Yeah, that is a hit and a miss and a hit.
Okay.
For damage, one, though. Not 159, 138.
I should hope the
38
hits.
Yep. Alrighty. That is. You know, maybe.
Hello?
It's starting. I'm calculating. Sorry, the little swirly loading bar is going on.
How calculating are you?
Just see, he's roughly half-ish.
He's half calculating?
But he gets to go next.
I am going to go, and I'm going to decide what to do.
And
let me start with the one that's back here. I am going to make my... but then I can shoot a bunch of... Oh, man. Decisions.
Hello?
Oh, hi.
Oh, can you hear me now?
Sure can. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Sorry about that.
I am going to start with my 5, 10, 15, 20. Okay. This one over here is going to start by taking a move action to give the domineering gaze that Civ War Masters can do to unsettle its foes with a stern look bolstered by psychic conditioning. I need the Zero and Leroy to make a will save for me, please.
Alright, this is a make.
It is a mind-affecting effect.
Oh, 20. I think I'm going to use my Iron Will.
Alrighty, I think
I improved Iron Will. Spend 1 RP to reroll that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's see. Now, is that a reaction or is that a... No, you just spend 1 RP. Okay.
Yeah,
I think that's right.
28.
Better.
I don't know if that's
28 succeeds.
Yay.
But 21
Yay.
Does.
21
does
not.
Not. Yes. Mm. You are staggered by his psychic conditioning, Zero.
Staggered.
For two rounds.
I'm staggered.
You can take a single move action or standard action each round, but not both. You can't take full actions.
Yeah.
You can take swift action, but cannot take a reaction. So kind of, that's pretty good for an operative.
Yeah.
Hey, that's the operative.
I don't know why I bothered trying to save from that. Such a wimpy thing.
Because you couldn't take a full action.
Can't take a full action.
I'm immune to staggered conditions.
So is that going
to
bother you a lot, Zero?
Well, it would also give you a -2 penalty. In addition to being staggered, you have a -2 penalty on all attacks made against creatures with the Civ subtype.
Hmm. Mm. Not AIs, though, right?
And he is a creature with a Civ subtype.
Oh, man. Okay.
Cheating.
Okay. And now, this one is right next to Kaholo. Maybe I will kind of whoop it up on Kaholo for a bit with my military quantum entangler.
Bring it.
But that sounds cool.
It does.
Kaholo. Inviting damage everywhere.
In fact, I will do it twice. Punch. He'll 31. Try. Punch. Whoa. That one is not right.
Okay.
Hang on. Excuse me.
You don't get to add the d20s together.
Hang on. You're right. Okay. So my first attack is a 31 to hit you.
Against
EAC.
Actually, against either. The answer is no.
And then I get a 46 to hit you.
Against either. The answer is yes.
Alrighty. That is 52 acid and sonic damage.
Okay.
And that is a full action. Alrighty.
Okay.
So I can do nothing else. And now, but I got my little hologram. Oh, that's fun. This hologram is going to, I think, just fly. Yep. Is going to fly, kind of sail through the air, right next to Zero. Does that leave your threatened area, Leroy?
I believe it does. I'd have to use another reaction. I don't want to use another reaction. I'm saving them for special things.
In case something else goes on. Alrighty.
Yeah.
Well, then I'm going to get over there, and I'm going to pummel Zero.
Oh, what?
So I will slam into Zero with a decidedly unsoft hologram, but it misses pretty badly. Zero, 34 against KAC.
That might still do it, actually. Hold on. Ooh. Sorry, I was going to scroll down. Nope. Sad, okay. Very sad. And is it of the Civ subtype?
It is of the Civ subtype.
Oh, darn. Okay. It's a very civilized hologram, apparently.
So, no, minus attacks. Yeah, that's just you penalize attacks against it. Alrighty. Simon.
Okay, so first Simon's going to move so he can see anything.
Fair.
Whoops, that's the ruler. Does that hologram look like it might be a hybrid technology? Or
it
just
looks
technological.
It is just technological. When you take a look at it, you're like, I mean, it is a living creature, but it is a construct with the technological subtype.
And this AI is not hybrid either.
That's a good question. It's loading. It is also a construct with a technological subtype.
I think that's hacks, but okay.
Alrighty.
What can I do?
Well,
does anything in this room look mystical, come to think of it?
Yes. The the six pillars that are in the room that look weirdly both simultaneously, they look simultaneously smooth and like really warped with reality. They look like they're somehow affecting space in the area and warping it. And that's not what things in this universe should do. You know that if you wanted to, you could shut them down if you were adjacent with a engineering or mysticism check. Other than that, you don't see a lot that is mystic of tape in here.
Okay, well, I'm not really close enough, so I'm going to try casting Annoy GM. wait, that's the wrong thing. This one. So, 20-foot radius. I'm going to try centering it. That's not pinging. I can't make it ping. I'm trying to make it...
Let's see.
You on the ruler, maybe? You have to be on select.
What are you trying to... Where are you trying to put it? Roughly.
I wanted to hit... in that area with the hologram, the pillar, and the Civ War Master. It's a 20-foot radius, so it should
probably right there.
Get them all without hitting zero.
20-foot radius is enormous, actually.
Well, that's what it says.
Yep.
Unless I mistyped it.
That's
it's
crazy.
Like this big.
Yeah.
Well, scoot it so it doesn't hit Leroy or Zero, and that's where
I know. I'm just putting something. I'm just putting something out to see what kind of size it is. Yeah, and now I can't grab it. Oh, I put this thing on the board permanently. Rude of me.
Well, okay then.
You could check which layer it's on, and
this is its life now.
Dun, dun, dun. Fine. Okay. Yes. It can get all of them. Will you make a...
And this is where we all forget how to make it a spell check. It never comes up.
That's right.
Right.
Okay, so...
I think it's D20 plus your...
D20 plus caster level... Let me make sure none of my feats affect that. I think I only do dis- SR.
Right.
Dis. Oh, you can't search the sheet. Oops. Okay, I'm just gonna roll.
Yep. Are you countering area dispel? 11-foot. That is fine. I can't get rid of that either. I think if I try to get rid of this, I will get rid of Leroy as well.
Oops. I didn't cast Delete Leroy.
No.
Already.
He goes into real space.
He did volunteer by running in with that charge cry.
Okay. This pillar... The pillar I've circled, I could put lots of little circles on it, is dispelled.
Nice.
And if these dudes have any magic buffs or hybrid equipment or supernatural effects, that also gets dispelled.
Alrighty. Degenerate Riffle Quantum Tank. Let's see.
And Simon, are you sharing with the rest of us what you learned about the pillars?
Well, yeah, we're all mentally connected, so.
Right, okay.
Wibbly wobbly gravity wavity stuff.
Oh. Boo. Okay, make another check.
What?
Another dispel check.
How many checks do I have to make?
Hang on. One, two, three, four. For all the equipment that this Civ War Master has.
Okay.
Nice.
Yeah, I like this.
Okay, its punchy thing still works.
Ooh.
Its rifle still works.
Sure.
Let's see, mutation gone, and then one more.
Wait, one more? Okay.
Yep, one more. Okay,
my that's good.
Grenade does not work. Okay. So much for degeneration grenades. Alrighty.
Man, I've really had enough of this degeneration crap.
Yeah. Well, you're the one fighting sieves. Okay. Oh, somebody moved the circle.
I think it moved on its own.
Oh, thank you. That sounds like something you do. Okay.
That was upsetting.
Okay. So, it's the end of the turn. And the pillars do their pillar thing.
Mm-hmm.
A pillow? I need a pillow.
Each non-secret. Okay. Everybody moves 10 feet towards the nearest pillar.
What if I'm equidistant between two?
Sorry, everybody in the room, which does not include Simon.
Because good. We don't have to do that.
We don't have to for Zero, but we do for Raz. If you are equidistant between two pillars, the gravitational force tries to pull you apart. Make a fortitude save.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
The thing I'm really good at.
But you dispelled the one that was otherwise going to pull Zero apart.
Hey.
So Zero just moves.
So do I end up touching the pillar if I go 10 feet, or how far do I go?
You do end up touching the pillar.
Yeah, that's only an 18 for me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it is not pretty.
Uh-oh.
I have too many arms for it to grab. Gravity.
Tries to grab a lot of those
nice.
Arms. Okay, that is... you're pulled in a couple of directions that tries to pull you into pieces. You take 40 damage.
Who?
Just
Raz. Those of you who end up touching the pillar also make a fortitude save.
Mm, okay.
Which is going to be Kaholo and... Oh, and like Zero. Me. And Dr. M. A lot
I
of
think
people.
Me too.
Don't touch it. It's evil.
37.
Alrighty.
Sorry, 1 second. The thing keeps disappearing.
Leroy takes no damage. Zero takes no damage. Dr. Ammon takes no damage.
Yay.
Look at all you all.
Do you take half of my 12? No, you take no damage. This one is just 12 if you fail. It's not pulling you in a bunch of different directions.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah, I wouldn't recommend that part. Pick a pillar.
Fortitude. Steph, Kaholo is going to take 12 at damage.
Okay.
The pillars pull. Already.
They're pole
pillars? Would my damage reduction count
No,
that,
because it's
no?
not any type okay. of damage.
Oh, interesting.
I know. There are a couple things like that. But it does mean Leroy now gets to go.
Hmm. All right. I'm going to pound on this thing here. This guy.
Wallop him.
You're going to try.
I'm going to try to pound on him.
He is get-emed.
Right. I'm sorry. My
it is everyone.
Oh, can I ask? Can I get a little pause from you on that, John? I need to handle one other thing. Dr. Ammon, will we give me the bleed that the Civ War Master down here took?
I certainly will.
And I will make the reflex save. See if I'm able to escape the bleed.
There it is. Oh, 9.
And I escape the bleed. Thank you. Okay. All right. Now, as you were, Leroy.
All right, I will attempt to pummel him with a 40 and a 37.
Success on both counts.
So it looks like 141 points.
Ooh.
Of acid.
Ooh. Wow.
You know what? I'm going to spend another of my... I'm going to spend one of my resolve points to slip partially in. I get, I discorporate into a field of static.
Wow.
I can choose whether to be, oh, it cost me a resolve point either way. Okay.
Sometimes I think that's what happened to Fox News.
Discorporate. Yes. I discorporate into a field of static and take half damage.
Wow.
Even if it has the force effect modifier on it?
I do not. Oh, then my static avails me nothing.
Great. Well done.
Wow.
Yep.
Yes.
Yep.
Whoa.
Yes.
Mm.
You incorporeal wannabe.
Wow. It is an incorporeal. He can't get his incorporeality. Alrighty. Good hits. Do you want to move?
Yeah, I think I shall. I will go ahead and take a step, I guess, this direction here. Guarded step.
Okay, stay out of the... That. Yeah, I think you're from where you... I think you're scooted a little further down than that. Looks like that.
Okay.
Okay. You're still out of the anti-magic poof thing. Zero, you're up.
Okay, so I can move or shoot, but not both, correct?
That's correct.
Unless you want to wait.
Unless you want to delay, apparently.
Okay, yeah. I will delay then.
Alrighty. You fool, now my evil AI can go. Alrighty.
Where are you going to go?
I think I'm not going to do... anything. I think I'm going to. Okay. Let me try this. The first thing I want to do, instead of shuffling three people around, as a move action, I only want to shuffle one person around, and that one person is Leroy. Fortitude save for me, please.
What type of effect is this?
Teleportation.
So it's not a combat maneuver to move?
It is not. It is an extraordinary teleportation effect.
Fine. Fortitude. I will hope for the best. 37.
Well, you get the best. You don't go anywhere. Sorry. You move one square adjacent. And I was trying to kick you off to this side, so you keep from going as far as he would like. And then I'm going to make a... ranged attack, which is I will probably regret, but if I can go 120, yeah, and I'm going to do a ranged line, basically.
Wow.
Not basically. Mm-hmm. It is a line. It goes 120 feet. It's going to go through Leroy and Simon. He shrieks, "You'll be destroyed!" But it is a ranged attack, so
my
that
dude. Please think carefully about what you are about to do.
All right. I will go ahead and take a swing. 46.
Well, that's going to hit.
For 65.
All righty. Well, that's, you know, maybe this will be worth it for me if I'm able to get a good damage off here. It looks like his aim is put off just a little bit because he might have gotten some bad information uploaded into him from a long time ago. But this is against EAC against Leroy, 45, and against EAC Simon, 43.
Yeah, that's going to hit.
Those are pretty high numbers.
How much damage is that?
It is going to be... Oh, weird. It targets EAC... It is bludgeoning damage with the force weapon property.
Nice. I mean, interesting.
It's interesting, I guess. And this is, you're both in the same area of effect, I guess. I don't know if that impacts your Vanguard stuff. But both of you will take 70 bludgeoning damage.
Wait, I can dampen that. If we're in the same area of effect, I'm going to go ahead and use my dampen ability. So I'll spend one entropy point. So only deals half damage to all creatures in the area.
Oh, 35 then for both of you.
My dude, I don't think you came out the better of that exchange.
I did. I totally did not. Well, I mean, technically, 35 to each of you is a total of 70, and I just took 65. So I came out barely ahead, but
barely
you're
ahead.
Right. The Civ aren't about barely ahead. The Civ are about ultimate crushing victory. And you're right. This round, I did not get that. But next round, I shall. You haven't seen the last of Viranch's intelligence. Dr. Ammon.
Rez, are you going to help Zero?
I can, yeah. I can
okay.
eliminate it.
I can at too, least, but if you're going to do that, I've got something else here.
Yeah, I can either way.
Okay. I would like to try an engineering check to break this pillar that I'm standing right next to.
Alrighty.
About a 43.
43 shuts down this pillar.
Excellent.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. thank you. Yes.
I thought you'd like that.
And I need to determine a thing, actually. Let me innocently roll a d6 behind my screen. One, two. Ah,
that's
okay,
not behind your screen.
I know.
It's on your screen, and it's on our screens,
okay.
too.
Yeah.
As you shut this pillar down,
yeah.
some hard-to-see Waverly piece of light that connects this pillar to yeah. this hologram breaks and causes this hologram to disappear.
Oh,
awesome.
Yay!
I'm going to assume that's not a bad
that's,
thing.
Right? That one was its projector.
Sweet.
Ooh, wow.
That was good. Okay.
I'm glad you deferred to me.
Yes.
Yep. Matter of fact, Zero can just do what he wants. I don't care.
Yeah, but here's a question. Should I beat on this pillar hoping that it might be the projector of one of these other opponents?
I don't think they're holograms.
I think those are meat
sieves. They're the real
meat sieves. Yeah, they're the real deal.
These sieves are definitely meat sieves.
But I don't think it's a bad idea to shoot those down either, though.
Yeah, that's probably a worthwhile thing to do.
Okay.
Fine.
Raz, you're up.
I'd rather you guys get them on these guys.
Okay, good man.
Fair enough.
So that's I'm just going to move action get them because okay. I'm going to standard action do this. I'm going to spend an RP, which I don't have to because I have. Because
why would you?
Well, no, there's another. So my first RP that I do have to spend, I don't have to spend. And I say, don't quit, Zero. So the RP at 12th level lets me spend a resolve point to remove a condition, which includes staggered. I don't know if that's the other part is dependent on it, the minus twos, but at least
it is, in fact. It is, in fact.
Go away.
When you remove the staggered condition, it removes that as well.
So that's standard and a move action. I am done, but super get them again.
Nice.
So you did it at the 12th level, so it's actually removed.
Well, when I'm 12th level, it's not a spell or anything. And I just spend an RP to do it, which I've done.
Oh, okay.
So
thank
it's gone.
You, sir.
I can either suppress it for a round
so how
or
should I use
it.
My newfound initiative? Do you guys want me to whack somebody or take out this pillar?
I would say whack somebody.
Okay.
Yeah.
You gotta
You're
whack
one of our
somebody.
Damage dealers.
Yeah, I would much rather see, because you can't, you do way more damage if you can trick something.
Yeah.
Yep. Fair enough. So the only, at this point, the trick is, can I move away from this pillar?
You can, yep.
Yeah.
It'll pull you right back again at the bottom of the round.
Unless
and try
I'm
to mush
sure,
you up
right?
against it if you're too close.
Yeah.
You've learned be equidistant between pillars.
Yeah.
But get far enough away that maybe it doesn't pull you all the way there.
Okay, fair enough. So I will run into the magic zone and I will surprise this little fellow here. Because,
Well, I think the magic zone is done. You can walk inside it safely now.
Yeah.
Because it's a burst. It went off.
Okay.
Le burst.
Excellent. So I will use the usual laser.
You doing the one in front of you?
Yep.
You're at a plus 3, right?
Plus 3?
Yeah, one from Leroy.
Okay, and
oh, that's will... right.
And 2 from get him.
And he will also be off target and bleeding.
Off target, okay.
If anything happens, which...
It does. I am CR 33 or lower. An attack of 33 connects.
And so, that... 72 points of damage then.
74.
Oh, sorry. Thank you.
By 74, you... Oh, this is... You keep doing fire damage against creatures that aren't resistant to fire. Okay, fine.
We do not apologize.
And I'm bleeding 20.
Yep.
Yay! Alrighty. Bad news. Kaholo!
Before we do that, that's going to give me an opportunity to, if anybody wants to take a guarded step as a reaction, since I have a turn again, we can do that.
Okay.
I am going to. Let's get a little further from that evil pillar.
Yeah.
Alrighty.
But not equidistant.
That's not a bad idea.
I think I'm fine.
If I move this way, does that? No, that doesn't change my.
Yeah, you're still gonna gonna get mushed up against it because it moves you 10 feet towards it and mushes you.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. If it moves you.
So
I should move this way.
Did
then.
I already get moved?
Not yet. That happens at the bottom of the round. You got moved once, but it'll move you again at the bottom of the round.
Yeah.
Oh.
But if 2d12 damage doesn't bother you much, then.
Yeah, it's. It's okay. Standing in between them that really does it.
Yeah, shuffling somebody. You can tell this the Rel sort of repositioning burst that tries to teleport people around was to do just that, was to teleport people in between pillars.
Okay.
But then you guys started to move and shut them down and stuff.
And stuff.
How dare you?
How can you just stay still and die?
Exactly. Thank
well,
you.
That's what the Civ is going to do. So let's just do that part. Oh, sorry. I'm
not one, not two, but 3 attacks?
Yeah, once I can. Okay. I'm having trouble with D20 or roll 20 tonight. Oh, and I forgot to add the get him.
You're having substantially less problems than you think because that's 3 hits.
There you go. Boom, boom, boom. Somebody else is having worse problems than you, and they're standing right.
Well,
in
front I suppose so.
Yeah. That is
that's
goodness.
That's a lot of damage.
That's a lot of damage.
Say, if the quite first proud of myself. One or two kills them, you can move in between your attacks if you're using your haste circuit.
She is. It's still on.
Yeah.
Oh, let me.
So
let me calculate this one at a time. That's going to give me 3.
You got the speed to get to either one or the other one.
307, and then 84 is going to give me
plus 2.
Sorry, 86. Plus 2. 86.
Yeah.
393. Damn, that is enough. Your second one is enough to drop me.
Oh, excellent.
Yay!
So okay. Where would you like to move for the third attack?
Well, could I make it to this one? Down
either one of them. I think you can hit either one of them.
Yep, got you can make it to either. Speed.
All right. So let's put the third one here. Oh, although that puts me... Well, that's not equal distance if I'm right there.
You're correct.
You're the one that keeps yelling, bring it, anyway.
Yeah.
Eat that's that true. For any damage.
That's fair.
Fine, Kobo. Well, I took it.
But I'll be in Graviton, so.
Look at me. Okay. My arm. It made my arms longer. It's great. It didn't even reach.
Yeah, Kobo, what are you, sure? Attuning?
Huh?
What are you attuning?
Sorry, I am attuning Graviton.
Graviton, okay.
Already.
Because gravity is a thing here.
Mm-hmm.
And 36 do it.
Is.
Does hit and 87 damage.
Yes.
That's well pretty done. Good. Alrighty. Well, this War Master is not at all happy about that. Let me. I'm going to move.
Sure, you want to do that with Leroy around?
I have one more reaction I can use today, my extra reaction.
I especially want to do it with Leroy around. Yeah, this one's still got plenty of fight in him. I'm going to move to there. Actually, I think I can get 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30. I'll even get to there. And it doesn't matter how far I am now, right? Because I was in when you
yeah,
left.
So it's, okay. This is my last extra reaction until I do something special. So, 60.
That hits
62.
Mm-hmm. I'll take your 62. You did something pretty phenomenal there that I don't know that you you realize, because roll 20 will tell you, it'll give you, when you roll the lowest possible result, it gives you, it puts the number in red, and when mm-hmm. you roll the highest possible result, it puts it in green, mm-hmm. and if you roll at least one of each, it puts it in blue.
Oh. Yeah.
This is no color. You rolled none of them. You rolled no one and no sixes. That's amazing.
The damage number, yeah.
For the damage.
All of those.
Out of 10 D6s. Wow.
Yeah.
Yes. And it was threes and fours and twos and fives. It just,
and you know what?
I just haven't seen it.
I think I haven't updated my damage dice. I think I'm supposed to be doing more than that.
Just add another 40.
No. I'll get it for next time.
You're trying to make it sporting.
Yeah. Oh, he's not trying to make it sporting. This one's going to use the Rel State Dispersal. This one is going, the Civ Warmaster is going to, like you've seen before, attempt to disintegrate Zero.
I don't think you can divide by zero.
Stop that.
I sure do love disintegrating people. The best possible use of a resolve point, I think. Alrighty. Phew. How about a 47 to hit zero?
I think that might have some effect, yeah.
Go ahead and make me a fortitude save, please, zero.
Oh, boy.
Man. Uh-oh. Stop failing these.
Crackle, crackle, crackle.
That's not very many. Alrighty.
Nope.
Let's see. 14, 12. Well, this will be fun. Okay. So it is... How much damage? You take this much damage.
135. Okay.
Whoa.
I'm still alive.
Is that
a ranged attack or area attack?
Ranged attack.
Are you in hit points?
Nope.
Good.
Yeah.
Nope. Still hanging on there.
Hasn't gotten hit yet.
No, I haven't gotten hit very much. Yeah. It's my turn.
Simon!
That's rude.
I know.
Totally rude.
Simon does not need to move at the moment, so I'm going to activate this because I'm not going to be able to activate it at any other point.
That's true. So. You're totally enlightened.
And that's for my amazing. Standard... I feel like I missed too many buffs on that Civ Warmaster, so I'm going to drop another anti-magic ball to hit him and the pillar that is up here.
Oh,
yes.
Ooh. Okay, roll Great. Your check for the pillar first.
I don't think my enlightenment actually affects dispel checks, which is kind of funny.
That is kind of weird.
You're not that enlightened.
32, not bad.
Okay. The pillar is still active.
Oh.
That's a rough one.
And now you can make 3 checks against him. No, and no, and no! Aha! I have been recalibrated against your feeble attempts at anti-magic.
Man.
Oh, man.
I guess I'll just have to drop meteors on him.
Whoa, let's not go crazy. Alrighty. But now, gravity wells. Nobody is equidistant, unfortunately. So everybody move yourself 10 feet towards the nearest of the pillars. And if that puts you adjacent to a pillar, make a fortitude save, please.
Okay. Fortitude.
It's 5 and then... 10, so it's I'm 15 feet away.
But dead, Dr. Hammond.
Yeah, then you don't get close enough.
I'm sorry. Oh, so that means I move to one of the other ones, right?
Well, if they're equidistant.
Oh, good question.
35, 5, 15, 20. Yeah, you're equidistant, I think.
Am I?
All righty, go ahead and yeah, make a fortitude. Well, except you critically succeeded on your fortitude save.
Yeah.
So all of that excitement.
Six,
well,
seven.
Well, I one, did not.
Three, four, okay. 5, 6, 7.
35.
All righty. So, Steph, you are going to take merely 10 damage.
Okay. I can handle it.
Oh, Dr. Amon's not ripped in two.
Thank you, yes.
Okay.
I'm glad of that.
Mm-hmm.
That is the gravity well, and then Leroy gets to go.
All right.
All right, I fast healed on my last turn. I forgot to note. It is so noted.
It is.
I'm going to go ahead and hit this guy a couple times. Try to. First one's going to miss.
Yes.
I think.
But the second one's going to hit.
Yes. Or 61. 63. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Give Raz his due.
Yeah. And then I'll go ahead and take a step. Actually, I can move several steps back. Because I'm not in anybody's
right
range. So I want to move some within range of both of them. So let me all see. Right. Not snapping here. Oh, I need to go over a little bit there. Like that, I guess. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
All righty. Let me. I don't want to move away from the. My turn. I kind of don't like where you went. Oh, wait. I don't mind. I'm going to move, which provokes.
All right. So I will go ahead and... I can do a step up in strength. Let me see how far away he moved.
Yeah, where did he go? Over there?
Swing.
The other end of the computer, right next to a different pillar.
So I'll do my step and my strike.
Wow, seriously?
A crit.
That's impressive.
And a crit! Oh my goodness.
This just keeps getting more impressive.
So basically... He is now staggered, and it actually there's. I have two critical effects now. The second one is the wound effect.
Uh-oh. All right. Well, let me see. Let me make my save against being staggered.
Okay.
What's my? Oh, huh. You know, the super genius AI mastermind does not have the world's best fortitude save, as it turns out.
What?
Looking for a 28.
How? How
Why would you
possible?
Even digitize your brain if you're not going to upgrade your heart?
Exactly.
All right. Well, I fail to get the 28, so I'm staggered.
Mm-hmm.
I can take away.
I've already taken a move. Man, this is not working out well for me at all. And then it's wound as well?
Yes.
But not severe wound.
I think, let me look. I think it's just wound. I got to find the thingy where I'm at.
The thingy.
Actually a nasty wound.
I think it's a nasty wound.
It's even worse. Grody. It is a grody wound.
I think it's just a wound.
Okay. But the question remains where you wound him, and that requires you roll a...
D20, isn't it?
I think it's a D20, yeah. Roll a D20 to see how you wound him.
10.
Right in the general. Ow. I'm taking 1d6. Oh boy. I'm taking 1d6 bleed.
Hilarious.
You get you in your tire store?
But I've taken a ridiculous amount of damage as well. And he's starting to fritz. And I can't do the thing I was going to do because I'm staggered. Ah! You see what happens when you interfere with the plans of the evil AI? Dr. Ammon.
Not much of a smooth move, right. Was it?
It was the clumsiest move. He gives Simon a nod, like, you know, maybe you're onto something here.
All right. Yeah, I think I'll just
go somewhere else where you're equidistant.
Yeah. No.
You want to get in between all four of them, right in the middle there.
Yeah, that'd be great.
That'd be an interesting geometry puzzle, considering how they're laid out.
Yeah. That's right.
I think that's drawn and quartered. Is that what we're looking for? Yeah.
All right, about something like that.
Okay. He's got wings.
Yeah. And I'm going to attack the AI. I'm going to use my super serum.
Whoa!
Whoa! I know,
is
right?
Is it soup or is it serum? It's soup it's or serum.
Here, let's...
Ouch.
No, that's not right. That was the wrong one. Sorry.
You get a plus one from me.
Yeah. There's the super
plus
serum.
Plus two for me.
You've assaulted him with a block of text.
I have.
All right.
Well, let's see if I can hit him first. Again. Okay. And I'm getting plus three. Is that right?
Yes.
Correct.
Oh. Shoot him in the general.
All right. In the general. Exactly. No, that's not right. There we go.
Worst possible.
Hey, guys, this is a family show.
That's right. Generalize him. Another
what?
Trick.
What?
Something went wrong there.
Something went wrong there, yeah.
That serum something went very wrong. Was super.
Attack of the, that's right. You supered all the way around.
And that's got severe wound critical
effect. Well, you rolled a 256 and it wrapped around.
Yeah, I'm not sure why that did it that way, but...
Well, you're at normally... Wait, what's your normal bonus? Plus 27.
Oh, okay.
And you get another plus 3. Just roll a d20 and we'll add 30 to it.
Okay.
Plus the crit is what you're saying.
There we go.
Yeah, he typed plus 3 rather than just 3 in the modifier.
So 36. My EAC or KAC, either way, it's 36 is what you need. EAC 35, KAC 36.
Dun, dun, dun.
So, I am hit. What's super about this hit? 49 damage, obviously.
Yes, 49 damage, and then we're going to do
51,
17 d10.
That's right.
Woohoo!
I don't love that.
Yeah, well, it's not supposed to.
And I get a save for half?
You get fort save.
Yeah, that seems likely.
And DC is 10 plus half by hacker level.
Well, I'm well known for my fortitude save.
Yes, you are.
Ah, 34. That's sweet. This might not be enough. I'm going to do half, but it might not be gulp enough. Give me your 17d10, and I will have it.
All right. How do I do 17 DC 10 or 10s?
Click on the die roll, and then it brings up an advanced roll, and you can adjust.
Ah, advanced roll. There it is.
Yeah.
Okay.
You can also just do slash R 17.
Wait, that's not right.
Turn the
I see.
Under advanced. You see? You can go up and down. I see. 17 of those.
Come on, big money, big money, big money.
95.
All right. Alrighty. Halved is still the gulp. 47.
Uh-huh.
Plus the 51 you just did, 99. That is too many.
Are you saying I killed it?
600. Down goes the AI. And glitches away.
Evil plans.
Blue screens.
It's not so much the evil plans, it's the poor planning and moving around and provoking.
Well, it's okay. He's
in his face from the beginning.
He's like, I'll return. I can simply reconstitute myself from the archives. No problem.
Oh, good. He mentioned the archives. Where are those archives?
Show us how.
Well,
me doing a
into a Care Bear.
you know full well that if you reboot the AI with the code you've acquired,
yes,
he won't be able to come back.
Right.
They won't be able to come back.
We have some War Master thing to take care of, though, huh?
War Master doesn't want anything to do with this anymore. He's like, look, I am a conquering Civ, and my empire has reached across stars, and I'm dropping my weapons, and I'm putting my hands in the air.
Wow.
Like, you don't care.
All right, let's go reboot this thing.
Okay.
Let's do it.
Turn it on and then turn it off.
Hey, that means
off.
That we aren't being entirely genocidal.
Where's the plug?
Yeah, we got two. I don't know how your genders work, but...
It seems like it's Dr. Ammon's moment to shine.
It is a DC 35 computers check. It takes 3 minutes.
Okay. How about a 48?
That's plenty. Hey! If the AI has already been defeated when the PC successfully input their reboot code, the holoscreens show the AI's form raging at you from the screens before being pulled apart into separate strings of code. The ship's original AI is restored, and the AI's millennia-long plans of conquest are ended for good.
Yay.
Yay!
The Arc Prime immediately releases its control over the Starstone. It poses no further threat to the artifact.
That's good, because I got to stay here for like a month.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah, you have work to do. That's fine. I'll make cocoa.
One thing you can do from here is apparently Viranch, the AI, had shut down all communication outside of the Arc Prime. So from this control code, you can just basically just call up people in the Pact Worlds.
I'm going to call Julakowski.
Can you teleport over a forklift so we can move this giant?
Everything's him away. Who are you?
Yeah. How are you? I'm okay.
Alrighty. Director General Lynn Camulon of the Steers, pleased to hear, you remember this Lashunta from a long time back, is pleased to hear that you're safe and triumphant, adding that Arc Prime's drone defenses have all entirely shut down.
Good.
While there are many casualties during the extended skirmish and the draining of the Starstone, things have returned to normal surprisingly quickly.
Oh,
especially
nice.
Now that the Starstone can act as a drift beacon once again.
Yay.
Hooray.
We can sail.
We will send over a forklift if you'd like. Alrighty. But there is a... you can take the tram back to the airlock from which you entered, that area there, with the other moon giants. Take the captive one you've got back to be psychically cleansed and restored to the moon giants.
Mm-hmm.
But as you make your way back, you realize that these many, many empty... It takes a whole day to get back on the tram.
Right.
Yeah.
In addition to the strange and eerily empty biomes you pass, you're able to identify several other areas that look like they've got a bunch of civs in stasis.
Hmm.
Oh.
Many tests.
So the question... The question that is upon you is, what should be done with the survivors of a race that once dominated entire swaths of the galaxy?
Minions.
This is a hard call.
I think we turn them over to Abadar Corp and they put them to work.
That smacks a little too close to slavery for my taste.
Kind of what
speaking as the Abadar Corps
and knowing what goes on at Abadar Corps. Well,
no, it's an indenture. They just have to work until they can pay off all the damage that the Civ did over eons of marauding.
Actually, Dr. Ammon would object to that.
Dramatically, like, no different.
I don't know if there's a statute of limitations on.
Yeah, fair enough. All right.
I feel like we may. This may be above our pay grade, actually.
Yes,
there's nobody to make the decision but you.
What do you mean? There's like an entire Pact Worlds Council on the
Absolute.
And they think if anyone's advice is what's needed in this time, it's yours. I will tell you one other piece of information when you're able to explore the Civ that are in the stasis in this ship. Records show that nearly all of the civs in stasis here were scientists and bureaucrats. The ones that were actually the real war leaders are the ones that were already woken up. You've got two of them prisoner, but the rest of them were all scientists and bureaucrats. And
one of them did, in fact, show that they would surrender, which is something we haven't seen from the other ones.
That's true.
That is a very good point.
I mean, this ship was supposed to like...
Go ahead.
It's like its own Idari, really.
It is. It's like a generation ship.
So you should say send it off into the vast to some other poor, unsuspecting world?
Well, either that or they can all just live here. They've got these nice biomes.
Yeah, you know, we've had all kinds of murderous freaks come to the pack worlds, and we've managed to absorb them all. You know, the bug people, the Shirins, the...
Hey, those are very friendly freaks.
They were friendly, yeah. They weren't... Yeah, okay,
but we did absorb the Vesk and Aeox, so...
Maybe we
shouldn't throw stones.
Yeah.
So you're saying the Vescarium would like to deal with them? Is that what you're saying?
Absolutely.
Well, ask the Vescarium, but I'm saying we have one world ship. We can easily absorb another and keep an eye on this one.
Yeah, I don't even know what to make of this. I'm sorry, it's not my thing.
Well,
frankly, call of politicians, but Simon will sit down and work up some law proposals if they're kicking it over to him.
They are, in fact, kicking it over to you.
I do feel that we should wake them back up. They've been in stasis for all this time, and I think they have a right to sentience.
A lot of scientific knowledge that could be gleaned.
It could be really helpful.
Their quantum technology stuff is pretty innovative.
Give me the notepad. I'm writing legal treaties.
Legal.
Okay, Leroy, you entertain them while I work on.
Yes.
Lounge.
Already.
That's awesome.
So you're going to. You are going to awaken the civs in stasis, but I let them know. Words
in my eyes. No uncertain terms.
You're going to give them binding legal requirements to not be draconian tyrants anymore.
I think we begin with the war leader who surrendered, and we talk to him about what would be culturally relevant, like what would actually...
Well, he's the only guy left, so I'm pretty sure what we're doing is signing an armistice because he's the only military commander left on the station.
He already surrendered, so...
Exactly. So
he's going to sign this legal pad that I just drew up for him.
Right. And it'll be reparations, right?
Reparations. We're going to sign a treaty between the Civ and the Pact Worlds and the Vescarium.
And this treaty is, Raz is like, and you'll sign it if you know what's good for you with an intimidate of 48.
Nice.
They hear that. The civs, an increasing number of them that you wake up, appreciate that their species drive to create an empire was ultimately self-defeating for their species, and that some new direction is needed. And the structure of the new direction is that as established in the accords that Simon puts together.
Nice.
The Simon Accords, I think, is what they're
between. Yeah.
The Simon Accords.
We signed the Simon.
The Simon.
Yep, they've been Simonized.
They identify
Simon
through the Simon
says.
Accords.
Yeah, each article starts with Simon Says.
Simon Says, no warmongering. Simon Says.
Slavery isn't cool. Nice.
Alrighty. Yeah. Of the options, then, you pick the one that is going to introduce the civs, perhaps gradually and definitely within the most peaceful possible constraints, into the Pact World Society. And the scientific advances that are certain to follow, the efforts of the civ and the people that they're dealing with, to improve the lives of all sides, is something that will take years to unfold, but is beyond the bounds of this campaign, which we will bring to a conclusion. The end.
Yay!
Ooh, yeah. Wow.
Well done, everyone.
Well done, folks.
We did it. We did
we
it.
Did it.
We yeah.
Did it.
Now what do we do?
Yeah. Now, I have no cliffhanger. That was it.
Yeah. Well, thank you for running this.
Yeah.
Now we all talk about what our characters will be doing in the days to come.
That's right.
Yeah. Apparently, Simon's going to be writing a whole lot of legal shit.
Apparently, yeah.
That's going to be your old job now that you've signed up for.
Yes. Yeah. And I finally retire from adventuring because I have important things to write.
At last.
You've been listening to Intrepid Heroes on the No Direction Network. New episodes are posted every other Monday.